Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello and welcome to episode 47, Friendship. All kinds of friendship. I've been reminded this week, and actually the last few, just how important friendship is and how it comes in many different forms, right? We have acquaintance friendships. We have friendships that have lasted the years and we talk to these people all the time. We have friendships that we really connect with on a deep soul level and they're part of our soul group. We have friendships where we cannot talk to somebody for years and then all of a sudden they show up and we are reminded of this deep core connection that we had at one point but is still there. I believe friendship totally reminds us that we have a common core connection to people and our friendships are just that reminder that we are here to support each other and lift each other through our triumphs and to support each other through our goals and triumphs. And then also when things get rough, that we just hold the space for our true friends. So this is a little bit of a different kind of reading tonight because I am a poet and writer and blogger and lover of words. And although I could write my own piece about friendship, I don't think the words could do it justice any more than one of my favorite poets and actually someone who gets to the depth of my heart and soul. And when I either hear him read or read his work, it touches me in a place that nothing else can. So without further ado, this is a reading of David White, his work called Friendship from the book Consolations. Friendship is a mirror to presence and a testament to forgiveness. Friendship not only helps us see ourselves through another's eyes, but can be sustained over the years only with someone who has repeatedly forgiven us for our trespasses, as we must find it in ourselves to forgive them in turn. A friend knows our difficulties and shadows and remains in sight, companion to our vulnerabilities more than our triumphs. When we are under the strange illusion, we do not need them. An undercurrent of real friendship is a blessing exactly because its elemental form is rediscovered again and again through understanding and mercy. All friendships of any length are based on a continued mutual forgiveness. Without tolerance and mercy, all friendships die. In the course of the years, a close friendship will always reveal the shadow in the other, as much as ourselves. To remain friends, we must know the other and their difficulties and even their sins and encourage the best in them, not through critique, but through addressing the better part of them, the leading creative edge of their incarnation, thus subtly discouraging what makes them smaller, less generous, less of themselves. Through the eyes of a real friendship, an individual is larger than their everyday actions, and through the eyes of another, we receive a greater sense of our own personhood, one we can aspire to, the one in whom they have most faith. Friendship is a moving frontier of understanding not only of the self and the other, but also of a possible and as yet unlived future. Friendship is the great hidden transmuter of all relationship. It can transform a troubled marriage, make honorable a professional rivalry, make sense of heartbreak and unrequited love, and become the newly discovered ground for a mature parent-child relationship. The dynamic of friendship is almost always underestimated as a constant force in human life. A diminishing circle of friends is the first terrible diagnostic of a life in deep trouble, of overwork, of too much emphasis on a professional identity, of forgetting who will be there when our armored personalities run into the inevitable natural disasters and vulnerabilities found in even the most average existence.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Through the eyes of a friend, we especially learn to remain at least a little interesting to others. When we flatten our personalities and lose our curiosity in the life of the world or of another, friendship loses spirit and animation. Boredom is the second great killer of friendship. Through the natural surprises of a relationship held through the passage of years, we recognize the greater surprising circles of which we are part, and the faithfulness that leads to a wider sense of revelation, independent of human relationship. To learn to be friends with the earth and the sky, with the horizon and with the seasons, even with the disappearance of winter. And in that faithfulness, take the difficult path of becoming a good friend to our own going. Friendship transcends disappearance. An enduring friendship goes on after death, the exchange only transmuted by absence, the relationship advancing and maturing in a silent, internal, conversational way, even after one half of the bond has passed on. But no matter the medicinal virtues of being a true friend or sustaining a long, close relationship with another, the ultimate touchstone of friendship is not improvement, neither of the other nor of the self. The ultimate touchstone is witness, the privilege of having been seen by someone, and the equal privilege of being granted the sight of the essence of another, to have walked with them and to have believed in them, and sometimes just to have accompanied them for however brief a span on a journey impossible to accomplish alone. One of my favorite pieces by David White. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I hope you just take this moment and say, who are the people in my life I consider friends? Where am I nurturing these friendships? How can I make these friendships stronger? Or are there people out there that I consider friends that actually are not? And that you must move on from. I take that piece by David White, and when I read it, I see a core group of people I know both from long ago to now and in the present, and some people I can call friends who I've never actually met, but I have a deep connection to them through other means. Who are your friends, and how will you nurture this bond? Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.